Why the Public Square Needs Christianity, Progressivism, Joyfully Lutheran, Planned Parenthood, The Lord's Supper, The Hippocratic Oath, Lutheran Education, Christian Hope. Some of your favorite guests will address these topics at the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th in Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org. The one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago.
It is a difficult transition to make, no matter how well prepared or even well educated you are. Going from high school to college is a big change. You're leaving home very often, leaving your parents and your family behind. You're entering that entirely new social world that is the college or the university. And then you're faced with, well, in some cases, if you're a conservative student, you're faced with perhaps a hostile greeting on campus because your ideas, if they ever fit any place, really don't fit there. But does that have any effect on a conservative student's grades? Joining us to talk about conservative college students, social sciences, and the GPA effect, Joy Pullman. She's managing editor of The Federalist, author of the book The Education Invasion, and a recent column titled Paper, Professor Bias May Deflate Conservative College Students' Grades. Joy, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're going to be dealing with what we call this GPA effect when it comes to conservative college students and the social sciences. But first, is there any doubt whatsoever, based upon solid survey and research, that college professors tend to trend more progressive than the general population?
No, there's not. I mean, and this has been something that, self-reported survey. So when people sending out a questionnaire and the answers, the people who are answering it say, define themselves for what they are, for jeepers, 50 or even more years, those sorts of surveys have found overwhelming leftism among, and disproportionate, meaning not in line with, the general populace, amount of leftism among academia.
Now, one response to that might be, well, they're not really liberal, they're just smart. And the smarter you are, the more liberal you're going to sound to the dumb people. They're more educated. They're college professors. Naturally, they're going to be perceived as more liberal. How would you respond to that?
Well, there's been some really interesting work done on that by the liberal, self-described far-left liberal professor named Jonathan Haidt at New York University, I believe. He is a social psychologist, and he has done a lot of work on that question, and he and his colleagues have, really rigorously shown that it's not that intelligent people aren't conservative, it's that conservatives who are intelligent tend not to find a welcoming home in academia. The culture is hostile to them. It is not welcoming. It is, actively repulsive to conservative people. So the smart conservative people tend to go into business, finance, being lawyers, banking, politics, so more public, active, private life sorts of things instead of academia. So it's not that there aren't enough conservative people with the aptitude to be professors. It's that the people with that aptitude self-select into different kinds of professions than being professors, largely based on the culture of academia being hostile to them.
What is the GPA effect?
So this new paper that we are talking about here today came from the University of Arkansas. And they used a very large sample size and a long-running data set on tens of thousands of college students. The ones they studied for this, and there's about 7,000 kids, but the survey has many tens of thousands more kids year over year that are as a part of the data set. Anyway, so pretty good amount of information. They were questioning whether there would be, since we know, as I just kind of talked about, that academia is as much as 10 to 1, 75% self-described Democrats, leftists, as professors on campus, whether that would have any effect on assigning student grades, because obviously grading, sometimes it is objective in some fields, are particularly obviously the scientists, but obviously there's also, a decent amount of human component there. So they wanted to investigate with the data whether that had any effect on student grades. And so the short of it is that they found that it did. So on average, self-identified, so students who say, I am a conservative, and it wasn't just self-labeling as conservative on this survey. They also tested a number of specific positions, such as support for same-sex so-called marriage, or abortion. So students who say, I think abortion is wrong, I don't support same-sex marriage, those kind of students exit high school with higher GPAs, grade point averages, and SAT scores. But at the end of college, that actually their GPA takes a dive. You know, we don't obviously have SAT scores for them since that's a college entrance exam. They don't take it again in college. But their GPA, you know, goes from leading the self-described liberal kids to being behind the liberal kids as a group. And the researchers, their tentative conclusion is that there is some bias that plays into that drop in the GPA there.
So other explanations are proffered for this drop in the GPA. One might be that, you know, these kids have lived a sheltered life coming from conservative environments and families. And so the stress of going into kind of the unrestricted freedom and kind of new circumstances of college is why they take a hit in terms of their grades. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think there could be definitely some truth to that, right? You know, so if you're used to living in a anything goes kind of environment, you know, the researchers said based on their personal experience and personal interviews with college students, you know, they found that basically wealthy liberal students tended to be able to adjust best to campus life. So probably campus life in general provides the best cultural match for people who grew up in that kind of environment. And it provides the worst match for young people who grew up in, you know, a stable, conservative, religious environment. And we don't really know why that's the factor. I mean, I have a couple of theories, you know, but I think it's definitely something worth talking about and exploring. I mean, I think one of them definitely could be that, I mean, you know, conservative people like to live in communities that reinforce our values, right? We go to church. We have, you know, friends who are church friends. We go to community organizations, you know, that have the people that just share our own values. That's just human nature. So if college is a anti or a non-conservative culture, basically culture shock, you know, could account for some of that kind of chilliness is a word that people on the left often use to describe it in other contexts when we're talking about minority students. But I doubt they would use it to talk about conservative students. But that chilliness on campus is definitely felt more strongly among conservative kids than liberal kids. And again, I don't know why that is. No, but I think it would make sense that, you know, if the intellectual and the cultural atmosphere of college is anti-Christian, anti-political conservatism, you know, then that would have at least some effect on students. You know, if you go from a place where you're supported and loved and reinforced in your ideas to having people arguing with you, you know, hating you, you know, drawing mean things on your, maybe, you know, your board outside your dorm or whatever, if you wear a Donald Trump hat or whatever the case may be, you know, that has an effect on people and it really matters to their ability to adjust to college life and also their independent adult life.
What does it tell you that in the hard sciences and in the technical fields, the GPA loss was not in evidence, but it would focus mostly on the soft sciences or the social sciences?
Yes, that was really interesting. So at the beginning of this paper, the researchers basically set up four hypotheses that they wanted to test in it. It was four ways that they thought, you know, if they investigated it, they would be able to get a good idea of whether it was true or not that colleges tend to be biased liberal and that would affect student grades. So one of their hypotheses was that they would see a bigger effect in kind of the softer, less objective fields of study than they would in the harder, more objective fields. And that is precisely what they found. So students who were pro-life, who entered college with the highest GPA of all students, you know, all different kinds of groups that they were studying, they were kind of a leading indicator of all these effects that we're talking about on the other kids. So they're kind of a good comparison group to you since the effect for them was the strongest. So when those sorts of students were studying, they were English majors, they were journalism majors, they were psychology majors, they saw a much, you know, bigger grade drop than if that same student would go into a biology degree, would go into an engineering degree program. And the hunch that is due to bias is related to the fact that whether you get the answer right in biology or engineering is way more objective, right? You can't introduce a lot of bias to that. Either you got the right answer or you didn't. You know, but if the ways of, you know, assessing kids in the humanities programs, you know, is a lot softer. We're talking about ideas, we're talking about values, we're talking about philosophy. And so there's a greater amount of leeway for professors in those fields to discriminate against students based on ideological reasons and grade them more on those soft issues. And that's exactly what happened, the researchers found.
Finally, then, with about a minute, do colleges and universities desperately need better professors in the social sciences?
Well, the short answer is yes. And the only reason that I would hesitate is because it's really hard to know how they would be able to get them. I mean, I think one way that might work is if they, you know, became less hostile to, you know, inviting people of faith into in academia. I mean, there are very intelligent people of faith who care about psychology, who study, you know, who are involved in counseling, pastoral, you know, ministry, theology, and all of that, who have very good academic credentials and capability, and they tend to be not in academia because academia, especially those fields, are very hostile to them. But I, outside of an affirmative action program or more market pressures on them not to be so biased, I really don't see that shifting because, you know, the people who hire the faculty in that discipline are the existing faculty who, and they are the ones who have the bias. So it's really a problem that isn't going to solve itself without, you know, outside changes.
Joy Pullman is managing editor of The Federalist. She's author of the book, The Education Invasion, and a recent column titled paper, Professor Bias May Deflate Conservative College Students' Grades. You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Joy, thank you.
Thank you.
In hour two of Issues Etc., Pastor Brian Wolfmiller joins us. We'll continue our series introducing the books of the Bible with the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you considered homeschooling your children, but wondered if you had the time or the expertise? If you live in the St. Louis Metro East, check out St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. We offer a classical Lutheran education for children pre-kindergarten through 8th grade. St. Paul Lutheran School is located just off of Interstate 55 in Hamel. Learn more at school.stpaulhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. school.stpaulhamel.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, CPSPrep.com.